Tom Watkins, who has led two major departments of state government. He's the recipient of the 2011 Detroit Regional Chamber Leadership Detroit Lifetime Achievement Award, and he's on the other end of our line. Tom, how are you?
I can hear you great.
All right, sounds great. Did you have a good Christmas?
I got everything I deserved, huh?
I hope that means something.
Oh, it was a great Christmas. Thank you. And good to see family and friends.
All right. We're winding down this year, and it's there's still a lot of big news stories in the news. And I think one that people overlook, especially around the mid-Michigan area, is what's going on with Detroit. Their fiscal situation is horrific. It always has been. It seems for the last, beyond the time when Dennis Archer was mayor, It's been a huge challenge, and they're right on the border of going into bankruptcy, which would cause a nightmarish problem. You think that's a big concern also, don't you?
It's absolutely a big concern. What happens in Detroit doesn't just impact Detroiters. It doesn't impact just the region. It's going to impact the entire state. And so we have to be very serious about this. And these problems, as you pointed out, Tony, are something that, you know, when people call it a crisis, is doing a disservice to the word. This isn't a crisis. This is something that has been known about at the local level in the city by the mayors, multiple mayors, the city councils, and the previous governors. And we have not dealt with the problem. It's the old, you know, kicking the can down the road. And in Detroit's case, they're running out of road and can.
You know what I find interesting about this? Well, we had the opportunity to interview Mayor Dave Bing, and I'm not saying he's over his head, but he's not getting any help down there. The unions, the city council, the school board all don't seem to want to work with him. They're all trying to keep what they have in this tough fiscal time. What do you do to get people to be engaged, to work with you, to realize that there's going to have to be real partnership to create some positive change?
Well, I guess one way is that that's coming up, and that is, you know, change oftentimes is avoided until it can't be avoided any longer. And while there's a lot of talk about, you know, holding on to the city's jewels, not letting outsiders come in, and the like, the destiny of Detroit rests with the mayor, the city council, and the various unions. They either come together and find a way to solve the problems, or something's going to happen. And that something could be a consent decree where they're going to have to give up some authority and power and enter into an agreement with the state, two, an emergency manager, or three, bankruptcy. And all three of those scenarios are going to have the city losing control of its own destiny. So it's, I think it's paramount and up to the mayor, city council, to get together with other parties, including the unions, to solve the problem, or somebody else will.
What do you do, Tom, if you're Mayor Bing and you've got the unions who are trying to hold on to everything they have? They are refusing to deal with any more cuts, to work with the mayor at all. What do you do to try and get past that impasse?
Well, first of all, it's not just the unions. There are things that the administration can do, and in my view, could have and should have done over the last 2 years to begin to address some of these issues.
Like what?
There's things you can do on executive orders to bring about changes. You can hold your managers accountable. I mean, he has his appointees, and this last year, where the treasurer has pointed out that overtime in the last year has gone up, in some departments' cases, over $50 million. Well, you know, that's just unacceptable and uncalled for, and someone should be held accountable for that. The problem is that, as I've said before, Tony, when you have a hole in your roof, pretending to fix it doesn't get the job done. And we've been pretending and spending too many municipalities and government units for far too long. But when you're drilling more holes in the roof, as the mayor has done, the problem is exacerbated during his tenure. He came in, he was elected on solving the problem. No, it's not easy. But we're seeing right now is that either the mayor, the city council, the unions, and all solve the problem, or something more draconian is going to happen. And I would hate to see that happen for self-governance and the like. But at the same time, you can't just sit back and watch a train wreck happening. And that's what's taking place here in kind of slow motion in relationship to the city of Detroit. And so the mayor is going to have to act, or the governor is going to, and I think that he will.
Tom, I'm not sure how much experience you have in either being involved with or being around an emergency manager type situation, but in talking with the folks that we have, union officials, politicians, they're against the emergency financial manager situation down in Detroit. From what I'm told, it's for a couple of reasons. Number one, they've never seen it work. And number two, they believe that unless those problems are handled from within, they'll never be handled. What's your take on that?
And they're absolutely right. Unless they're handled within, they'll never be handled. But let's remember how we started this conversation out, Tony. They haven't been handled. The reason that we're having this conversation, the city's having the conversation, is people continued to spend money that is not available. And I did, as state superintendent, I enacted the first emergency manager on a school district. Inkster did not want to. I mean, you know, as I said before, you know, the state taking over a local school or a municipality is kind of like a dog chasing a bus. You know, what do you do when you catch it? It's difficult. It's nothing that I wanted to do, and I think that the governor wanted to do. But it reminds me of, you know, telling my kids to clean your room. Clean your room or you're not going out. Well, they don't clean the room, and if they don't clean the room and you not only let them go out, but give them $50 in allowance and let them take the car keys, what message are you sending? We have to have government units that live within their means. Detroit cannot tax itself anymore. They're the most high tax and low service probably municipality in the country. So there's only three ways you can balance a budget, and that is raise revenue, which is not an option for Detroit, cut, or a combination of the two. And we're running out of options in the city. And it's a former city resident, I mean, it's a travesty what's going on. I still have friends that live there. And, you know, you call the police, and they don't come, almost unless in the worst situations where guns are drawn and people have been shot. That's just unacceptable. Street lights don't go on. People are paying high taxes and not getting service. We have to find a way to get this done for the residents of Detroit and for all citizens of Michigan.
We've been talking with Tom Watkins. He's a U.S.-China business and education consultant. He served as Michigan State Superintendent of Schools. Tom, thanks so much for your time this morning. We'll talk with you soon.
Thank you, Tony.